Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Israel's war in Gaza is now at a critical phase, not just in terms of military operations, but also calculations in terms of what happens next. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has laid out his vision for Gaza after the fighting ends. And it's a plan that has raised many questions, as many as perhaps it answers. From military control to political oversight, security zones, governance models, the debate is fierce. And the question is, will this bring stability or not? Well, to help us unpack both the military and the political realities, we're joined by Dr. Mordechai Kedar. He's a Middle East expert. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. Can you summarize what Netanyahu's Gaza plan actually entails?
Well, Netanyahu wants to find a way on one side how to release the hostages, but on the other side, to defeat Hamas in a way which Hamas will have no future in Gaza. Apparently, these two objectives contradict each other, which are estimated as 20 people, more or less. Here, to give Hamas the ability to decide means to leave Hamas alive and killing. And this is the problem. He tries to convince the government or the army to start a new operation in Gaza, which will end up with the occupation of Gaza totally, because right now the percentage of the strip which was taken by the IDF is around 60%. The rest, 40%, are densely populated areas where the hostages are being kept. And in order to avoid hitting them, Israel did not attack those areas since the beginning of the war. So this is actually the dilemma. A new operation against Gaza with a resentment of almost the whole world, because the whole world is sick and tired of this war, and wants to see the end. Also in Israel, people are asking, hey, what do you want to achieve? Do you want to achieve the releasing of the hostages? You want and leave Hamas as a ruler of Gaza, or get rid of Hamas, and on the way maybe lose the hostages? So this is the dilemma, and he's trying to shape a plan which will achieve both, and it is not easy at all.
The moving, the comment that it's about disarmament of Hamas and not eradication of Hamas, people are reading into that. Is that a shift, or is that just a way of saying the same thing?
At the end of the day, if Hamas will be disarmed, it will be okay, I think, with most Israelis, because Hamas, as human beings who have a head and hands and feet, these are not the problem. The problem is their weapons, which they are using in order to kill us. So between one with weapons and one without weapons, we don't really control their thoughts and intentions. Of course, you have to influence it. But if Hamas remain as a ruling elite without weapons, I think that most Israelis will accept it as something which we can live with.
Do you think that this plan is as a result or a reaction to the global condemnation and to what you've said about the world being completely sick of this war? Or is it a plan in of itself for all the right reasons?
No doubt. The international situation now, and Israel is being vilified. You know, the hunger campaign, which was total fake, changed many people in the world against Israel. Unfortunately, this is what Qatar did in order to divert the world against Israel, and it succeeded tremendously. Yet, Israel has to look forward to its future, and if we want to keep living on our forefathers' land, we have to make sure that our enemies are the weakest which we can possibly achieve. With Hezbollah, as you know, now Hezbollah is facing a big problem with the Lebanese government, which is there in order to disarm Hezbollah. The same thing should be in Gaza.
If this is implemented, could this create this plan? Could it create a more secure border for Israel? Or is this setting a stage for perpetual military commitment?
Look, there are voices in Israel which call upon the government to occupy Gaza forever in order to prevent another October 7th. There are even those who want to resettle in Gaza and to bring back all those communities which were there until September 2005. According to the Jewish calendar, it was exactly 20 years of the evacuation of the Katif group of places. And look, here in Israel, everybody is more than sure now, retroactively, that this disengagement, which was 20 years ago, contributed a lot to the situation of today. Because what happened then is the slogan was, they are there and we are here, means to get out of Gaza, to build a fence, and to forget whatever goes on in Gaza. Let them do whatever they like, as long as they, you know, they live their own life. We will cater for them. We will help them. We will help them work in Israel. And they are there and we are here. This was the mindset of the Israelis after those disengagement 20 years ago. What happened is that Hamas took advantage of this mindset of Israelis and developed weapons, tunnels, and everything they, which they brought from Iran in order to prepare for September, for October 7th. And they did it. Israel did not notice. Israel did not think that this is dangerous because they are there and we are here. And therefore, what happened 20 years ago was actually the preparation for this, for the October 7th and what came after. Now we understood the mistake. And now the question is, what to do? Shall we say again, they are there and we are here? Or shall we maintain control over the place in order to prevent the October 7th point two?
Final question. If you were advising Netanyahu, what would you do to prevent a recurrence of October 7th?
Well, if I was his advisor, this war would be over after a month.
In other words, you wouldn't have taken the approach that Israel has had, which is to take into account global opinion and to focus on the hostages as a result instead of a victory. Does that make sense?
Look, no doubt. The big difference between what happened with Gaza and what happened with Lebanon is that in Lebanon there were no hostages. So Israel could do the job openly without any restrictions. In Gaza, because they began with the war with 250 Israeli kidnapped in their hands, and we succeeded to release those people thanks to the military operations which Hamas tried to avoid by releasing the hostages. However, I kept saying all the time that Hamas will keep some Israeli alive, living Israelis in their hands forever, because this is for them some kind of insurance policy. And they know that the debate within the Israeli society about the hostages, and they want to feed this debate and this struggle inside Israel in order to undermine the stability of the Israeli society. And they are doing it very weakly. They know us. They learned about us, and they know how to manipulate our emotions totally.
That is where we do need to leave it, Dr. Mordechai Kedar. Thank you, as always, giving us a very, very real comment on the situation. What do you think? Should Israel have gone in much more aggressively, ignored all the other factors, or is this the only way they could have done it?